Thoughts. Introspection. In all my mind that eyes can't hide is who I am when I'm alive, but I know something bigger is happening. I know it as a basic fact of the world, but I can also feel it. Things behind the mirror. Is he or she lying? Maybe it hasn't happened yet. Maybe it already has, or it's in the middle of happening. I don't know. I had a weird dream about someone who now makes me look at them weird. It's not their fault, and I have to tell myself that. Behavior dictates action. That is what the motives of society are. This can be found in the animal kingdom, and it's a very easy way to look at humans, by looking at other mammals or other social animals. We all have our own experiences coupled with thoughts. These things separate us, but not in any inherently intentional fashion. Emotions sometimes make people feel like it does, but that's not how nature works, and it's important to know this. Things just happen, as a matter of fact. If I get upset by a mistake done by a barista at a coffee order, emotions tell me she's messing with me and frustration carries through. If I've had very little sleep, it is harder for me to hear the logic in my brain, but the fact that she just made a mistake is the truth nonetheless. However, personal experiences are subjective, and therefore lead people down rabbit holes of emotional surges. It's like a tunnel vision that swallows your logic and chemicals until time fades it away. You have a bad day. I have a great day. Someone commits suicide, one of the greatest social taboos. People interact with each other on a daily basis. Chemicals interact, from our brains to others, depending on what we do to each other. Inside our minds, we think things that no one will ever hear, the majority of the time. Life is a complex system that we all have to deal with. In this string of words, I've compiled a train that you will now have heard. I did this process alone with my thoughts. Tomorrow when I wake, I will meet with many people and go about my day. Bigger things are always happening, and every time you feel flustered or sad, remember that we are all having our own thoughts and wants and expectations. People aren't against you, they're just for themselves. We all are. It's how we're made.